At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some flurries, and it's 21 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today, a 30% chance of snow, mainly this afternoon. We'll have less than 1/2 inch here in the Atlantic area with a high in the lower 20s. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Topping the news, a woman from Iowa and a man from Indiana were injured during a crash Sunday night on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 29-year-old Miriam Carolina Almaguer of Des Moines was critically injured and transported by Avoca Rescue to Mertu Memorial Hospital in Harlan, while 51-year-old Raymond J. Facco of Fort Wayne, Indiana, was transported by medevac to the same facility after their vehicles collided on westbound I-80 about 2 miles east of the Avoca exit. Officials say Facco's 2014 BMW 435i hit the back of Almaguer's 1997 Ford Explorer, causing the SUV to roll into the median. As it rolled, Almaguer, who was not wearing her seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle and ended up on one of the eastbound lanes of travel. A semi blocked eastbound traffic until rescue personnel and law enforcement could arrive on the scene. Until the scene could be cleared, eastbound traffic was rerouted to Avoca, then east toward Walnut before heading north again to Interstate 80. The accident, which occurred just before 9:30 p.m. Sunday, remains under investigation. A sting by law enforcement officials in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of 4 teens and 1 adult, all from Shenandoah, on burglary and other charges. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports an investigation and sting operation happened following burglaries involving the repeated theft of tools from a farm near Farragut. The suspects allegedly burglarized the farm on several different occasions from September through November. Items taken during the burglaries were recovered at 2 separate residences in Shenandoah. Officials say 18-year-old Shay Thibodeau of Shenandoah was taken into custody on 3 counts of burglary in the third degree, 6 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, 2 counts of conspiracy to commit burglary in the third degree, theft in the fifth degree, child endangerment, and criminal mischief. 17-year-old Levi Glines of Shenandoah faces charges of burglary in the third degree and theft in the fourth degree. 16-year-old Lane Overby of Shenandoah was arrested on 2 counts of burglary in the third degree and theft in the fourth. 14-year-old Nathan Priest and 13-year-old Connell Racine, both of Shenandoah, were arrested on 3 counts each of burglary in the third degree, conspiracy to commit burglary in the third degree, and a single count each of theft in the fourth degree. The juveniles were released to their parents. Thibodeau was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $15,000 bond. Authorities say additional charges are pending in the case. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Montgomery County resulted in a pursuit that ended in a rollover accident and the arrest of an Adams County man. The sheriff's office said just after 2 a.m., a deputy attempted to stop a vehicle driven by 35-year-old Jason Adam Othout of Nottoway. Othout ignored the deputy and continued driving eastbound on 265th Street from Villisca, heading towards Nottoway. The vehicle then left the road at 265th and Birch Avenue, causing a property damage rollover accident. Othout was checked by Villisca rescue personnel but refused medical treatment. He was taken into custody on charges of OWI first offense, felony eluding, and speeding 90 miles an hour in a 55 zone. Othout was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Villisca Fire and Rescue, deputies with the Adams County Sheriff's Office and Red Oak Police Department's K-9 unit. And a Nebraska woman is still hoping to find out what happened to her son 2 months after he was reported to have driven a stolen pickup into the Missouri River north of Council Bluffs. Kim Allman of Omaha told the Daily Nonpareil that her son, 23-year-old Michael Ogborn, had been missing since October 29th. Allman said she was told that he drove the truck into the river north-northwest of Crescent. 2 people in the truck with him swam to safety, but he hasn't been found. Chief Deputy John Reynolds of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says authorities searched the river on October 29th and for several days afterward. Allman said she wants answers and closure. She says she lost Ogborn's father in a drowning. In our funeral announcements, Ardell Griffith Dellinger, age 93, of Greenfield and formerly of Fontenelle, died Friday. Funeral services for Ardell Dellinger will be today at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Leroy Grote, age 85, of Erling, died Thursday in Harlan. Services for Leroy Grote will be held today at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ruth Flannery, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ruth Flannery will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. V. Kathleen Armentrout, age 94, of Red Oak, died Thursday. Funeral services for Kathleen Armentrout will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Seller Gren Lundell DeMar's Funeral Home in Red Oak has arrangements. Brandon White Gorbett, age 34, died Thursday. Services for Brandon White Gorbett will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Riverview Baptist Church in Bixby, Oklahoma. Bixby Funeral Service is in charge of the arrangements. Betty Gall, age 89, of Erling, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Betty Gall will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Vaneen Groh, age 76, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Vaneen Groh will be next Saturday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church at Bowman's Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.